Welcome to Vulnerable Perspective, the podcast where real stories meet real growth. I'm your host, Jared McCreevy, and here we dive deep into self-development, mental health, and the power of vulnerability. Together, we'll embrace the challenges, celebrate the wins, and uncover what it truly means to grow into the best version of ourselves. So let's get real, let's get started, let's get vulnerable. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending on where you're at in the world when you see this, or what time of day it is when you press play. As you know, my name is Jared. I'm your host here at the Vulnerable Perspective Podcast. Today, we're discussing closure. So whether it's the end of a relationship, of an intimate one, a friendship, or even an unanswered question in life, the lack of closure can feel like an open wound. So let's explore why we see closure, why we don't always get it, and how to heal and grow. Now, normally I would have posted this episode yesterday to kind of maintain every Sunday once a week. Yesterday tended to be a little bit busier than normal, a little bit of a shopping spree with some family members, some kiddos of mine, and then a coaching call as well, where in the coaching call we talked about closure and trying to move on, kind of relationships that end without notice and without understanding or without reason. So part of this, I have some structure here of what I want to go down. A lot of this pertains to just closure itself. A lot of it is related to like ghosting. I don't talk much about ghosting in here, but a little bit, you know, but that kind of plays hand in hand with it. And a lot of people struggle with this. So let's get right into it. So let's start by breaking down why do people see closure and why closure is so important to us. Closure is about finding that resolution and understanding, or finality in a situation. When we don't have it, we can feel stuck, replaying the same moments and wondering what went wrong. And a lot of times we think, what did we do wrong? What did I do wrong? What could I have done differently? What could I have said differently? Was it something I did or didn't do? But here are some of the main reasons why people are seeking closure. So first is to understand what happened. So myself, speaking from personal experience, when my relationship, my marriage ended with my ex-wife, I didn't want closure to try to win her back. And that's one thing that I talk about in here today. But I wanted a closure to help understand so that I can learn and grow. I didn't really know why it happened. To this day, I still really don't know. I never got it. And that's fine. It is what it is. You know, but I wanted it so that I could grow, so that I could heal and be better for the next person. Because obviously she wasn't the person for me. And that's fine. We grew apart, whatever the case is, right? So I wanted to understand what happened so that I could be better moving forward. So human beings are wired to seek meaning. When something ends, especially abruptly, we want answers. Kind of a typical thing. So questions like, why did this happen? Was it something I did? Will linger in our minds in creating emotional unrest. And that's the biggest thing people typically struggle with, right, is that emotional unrest. So we also try to seek closure to alleviate uncertainty. So ambiguity is unsettling. Closure helps us feel like we have control over our narrative, even if the outcome isn't ideal. So without answers, we can spiral into overthinking, imagining scenarios, or even blaming ourselves unfairly, which again, that's part of what a lot of people do is they sit back and they're like, what did I do wrong? Did I say something wrong? Should I have tried harder? Should I have done this? Should I have done that? Should I have sacrificed more of who I am to try to appease this person, i.e. becoming more of a people pleaser, right? And I've talked about this in past episodes, and I've talked about it when I've gone live on TikTok and other social media platforms. People pleasing is a form of manipulation. We don't want to go down that road, but that's a whole nother conversation for another day. So we also want closure to process emotions, right? So closure allows us to label and validate our feelings. And a lot of people feel that if you can validate and you can label it, then it's easier to kind of manage, easier to control, easier to kind of file it away. So without it, emotions like anger and sadness or guilt can feel unresolved and overwhelming. So it's about putting those feelings in context. This happened, it hurt, but I understand why, right? So we also want it to learn and grow, like I said before. So many people want closure to understand how they can improve. And that personally was for me. I wanted to know, how can I improve upon myself moving forward for my next relationship, right? And I think a lot of people are like that, but not everybody, right? So they'll ask questions like, what could I have done differently? And how can I avoid this in the future? And lastly, why people seek closure will be to reconcile or win someone back. And that's kind of what I hinted at the very beginning of this. So for some, closure is less about moving on and more about fixing the relationship. So they'll seek feedback and the hope of making changes to restore what they once had. That's not really a healthy or ideal situation that you want to get into. So this can create a cycle of longing, especially if the other person isn't really open to communication. So honestly, that's not really a healthy way to go. So these reasons are all valid, but the truth is we don't always get the answers that we're looking for. So how do we move forward when closure isn't an option? Let's dive into that. So the challenges of not getting closure. So when closure isn't possible, it can feel like carrying an emotional weight that you can't put down. Excessive baggage that for some reason you just can't let go of, right? So here are some common challenges that you have when you can't get that closure. So you'll get emotional turmoil, kind of hinted at that previously. Without clear answers, we often blame ourselves or the other person, creating unresolved anger or sadness. Causes us to be unable to regulate our emotions. And when certain key things happen, we get triggered and we lash out irrationally because of that emotional turmoil. So rumination. So replaying events in our heads, trying to rewrite history or imagine a different outcome. So essentially dwelling. It's not healthy, right? It happened. Move the fuck on. Like really, like it's okay to not be okay. And you'll hear that's a huge thing. That's the buzzword of the day, the buzzword of the month, flavor of the month kind of deal that's going around. It's been going around for a while now. You know, it's okay to not to be okay, but it's not okay to stay there. It's not okay to dwell, right? You're not a fucking victim. So don't sit here and play that victim card. Don't be sad and depressed in your apartment, in your home for days and weeks on end. Like, you're not doing yourself any favors. You're prolonging your healing by ruminating, by dwelling, and trying to replay this over and over and over again in your head and figure out what could you have done differently, you know, or just trying to reminisce in the good times that you had before the relationship ended, okay? So delayed healing, kind of like what I just mentioned. It's hard to move forward when part of you is stuck in the past, searching for something that you may never find. Most likely, you're never going to find it. It's not may never find, you most likely will not find, right? And I just want to make it very clear that it is not somebody's responsibility to give you closure. Like, they don't have to. To me, is it disrespectful for somebody just to up and leave without a word? Yes. Is it disrespectful for them to ghost you, right? When you've been talking for weeks or months or, you know, dating and all of a sudden they just stop talking to you, right? They don't respond to your text messages or whatever the case may be. They don't include you. They don't have that common respect for you. Yeah, that's absolutely disrespectful in my opinion. Like, and again, this is just my opinion. I think it's fucking rude, right? And you're not an adult. You're unable to have open communication with somebody about what you're feeling and why you're feeling a certain way. You don't deserve to be in a relationship. And you're just fucking with people at that point. So if you're that type of person that just ghosts somebody, get fucking bent. Literally, get fucking bent. Like, have some respect for the other person. Have some respect for yourself. If you can't communicate appropriately with somebody and tell them how you're feeling and why you're feeling such a way, don't fucking date people. That makes you a piece of shit. Plain and simple, right? So moving on. So these challenges can be real, but they're not insurmountable. The key is to create your own form of closure, even if it's not the closure that you wanted, okay? So how can you move on without that closure? So let's talk a little bit about some of the solutions of what you can do. So here are some practical steps to help you find peace and move forward. So accept the reality of the situation. Acknowledge that you may never get the answers that you want, and that's okay. That is most likely going to be the case. You're not going to get the answer that you want. So you might as well just take it and fucking move on. Remind yourself that closure isn't something someone gives you, it's something you create, okay? Validate your own feelings. Allow yourself to feel your emotions without judgment. Cry, journal, or talk to somebody that you trust. To understand that your feelings are valid, even if you never fully understand the other person's perspective, Right. So even if you don't understand why they're doing what they're doing, why they're ghosting you, why they broke off the relationship, the engagement, whatever the case may be, you don't understand it, right? Understand that your feelings are valid. Okay. And that's okay. Again, it's okay to not to be okay, right? Your feelings are valid. You just don't want to dwell in it. There's no point. You want to move on. Okay. So reframe the narrative. Shift your focus from why did this happen to what can I learn from this? And that is a huge thing that I always try to do in every relationship that I've ever been in, whether it be an intimate relationship or a friendship or coworkers, family, whatever the case is. I always try to figure out what can I learn from this to help me be better moving forward, you know, to create my boundaries, to know what my acceptables, my non-negotiables are, right? I'm willing to accept this in my life or I'm not willing to accept this in my life. And I use that and every time I interact with somebody, what could I have learned from this? So that I don't have interactions with people like this in the future, right? Focus on what you can control. So instead of dwelling on unanswered questions, redirect your energy to areas of your life where you have agency. Set new goals, build healthy routines, and invest in relationships that uplift you. Seems pretty simple. Keep yourself occupied with positive things that progress you forward. That's ultimately what this is saying. Set new goals, build healthy routines, and then invest in relationships that uplift you. So if this relationship that ended wasn't uplifting to you in the first place, move on. Engage in a closure ritual. So this one's kind of unique, and I don't know anybody that's done this personally. You may have, I'm not sure. But I'm curious if you have, ask them how it worked out for them. It says here, create a symbolic gesture to mark the end of the chapter. Write a letter that you don't send, light a candle, or say goodbye in your own way. So I've seen people do the whole, they've written a letter and they put it in a bottle and they tossed it, or they burned it, or they put it in an envelope to mail, but they mailed it off to like some weird place that never gets mail, right? Or they've done like that whole candle lantern thing that they light and it kind of flies away. Yeah, kind of as a symbolic like goodbye kind of thing. I know people have done that for people that have passed as well. But that is kind of a unique thing. Again, I don't know anybody personally that's done it, but I'd be curious to know if some people have done it, how they felt, and if it did help them with that closure. So it says here also, practice self-compassion. So remind yourself that it's okay to feel hurt. It's okay to feel confused or even stuck. Healing takes time. Be as kind to yourself as you would to a close friend in the same situation. Now, I do want to hit on the healing takes time. Healing will take even longer the less effort and attention that you give your actual healing. The more time and effort that you give your healing, the quicker you're going to heal and move on. The quicker you're going to grow, you're going to learn, you're going to become a better version of yourself. And then this won't bother you so much, right? So take the time to kind of ruminate on it. Take some time to feel it, to cry it out, whatever the case is that you need to do. But then put some intentional focus on healing and getting from point A to point B. Point A is the pain and suffering that you're in now. And point B is feeling happy and loving life and having inner peace and happiness, right? That's where you want to be. So let's focus on that. And it says here, lastly, that you can seek support. So talk to a therapist, talk to a coach, or a trusted friend who can help you process your emotions and find perspective. Surround yourself with people who encourage growth and positivity. And I think that is huge, right? For those that know me, I am not the biggest proponent when it comes to like therapists and psychologists. I myself do life coaching, positive impact coaching, as I call it. I am not certified. I'm working on getting certified. I will be doing that down the road, just not right now. But in my experience and what I've witnessed is a lot of therapists and psychologists will try to stuff you in a box, regardless of whether you really fit in that box or not. And they try to breadcrumb you along so that they can maintain their source of income, right? I do know some therapists and psychologists that are phenomenal, and their goal is to help you as quick as possible. I tend to see therapists and psychologists focus on the past and the present, where myself and other life coaches will focus on your present and the future, right? We need to know your past, but the goal is to focus on where you're at right now and how can we help you get to point A or point B, the future, the better version of yourself where you're happier, healthier, more peace, less stress, and more abundance in life, right? So if you need to talk to somebody, you can reach out to a therapist, a psychologist, or somebody like myself as a positive impact coach that can hopefully help see you, help you learn to see things differently so that you can reprocess your brain, rewire your brain as you will, and get the tools that you need to handle these situations moving forward. So in this, I did mention ghosting, and I want to talk a little bit about it. So ghosting is a form of relationship or communication closure that is particularly painful because it provides no explanation at all. Ghosting happens when someone suddenly cuts off all contact without warning or reason, leaving the other person in a state of confusion. So this is also where that closure comes in, right? Because you're not getting it. They just all of a sudden they up and they vanish. They ghost you, right? So here's why ghosting can be so fucking damaging. And again, this drives me absolutely bonkers when people do this. And I know a lot of people fucking do it. Ambiguity and self-blame. So ghosting leaves you wondering what went wrong, often leading to self-blame and feelings of unworthiness. That seems to be the majority of what I've witnessed and experienced myself, as well as seen other people go through. Without that feedback or closure, you may replay the relationship or interaction, questioning if you were too much, not enough, or made some unseen mistake. You start questioning and going crazy over every little detail of everything that you did, that you said, the things that you didn't do, the things that you didn't say, to think that you either did too much, that you're crazy, you didn't do enough, you didn't show them enough affection, whatever. Now all of a sudden this person has ghosted you, right? And 99.99999 repeating, of course, percentage of the time, it has nothing to do with you. It has to do with the person that ghosted you is a piece of shit. And you'll hear me say that often. They're a piece of shit, right? I know somebody that just went through this where they were dating somebody and that person just up and ghosted them out of the blue for no reason. Come to find out, this person happened to be a man, was fucking married, had a family, children and everything, and had a whole side relationship with somebody else who thought they were going to get engaged and get married, only to find out that that wasn't the case. Piece of shit, right? Loss of trust. Ghosting erodes trust, not only in the person who disappeared, but in relationships overall. It can create a fear of vulnerability and future connections. Will this person ghost me too? So it creates that angst, that anxiety, that worry. Right, it takes away the potential future happiness with somebody because you're so worried that you're going to get ghosted again. Now, oftentimes what will happen is some people will take this trauma that they've been through and they in turn will then go and ghost the person because they're like, well, fuck it. If I'm going to get ghosted, I might as well ghost them first. That way I do the hurting instead of getting hurt. It just snowballs. It perpetuates and it becomes a disgusting ritual that we go through. And we got to break that cycle, okay? So prolonged healing, the lack of explanation or acknowledgement can delays emotional processing, leaving wounds open longer than necessary, right? Same idea with that closure. Feelings of powerlessness. So ghosting strips you of the chance to respond or express your feelings. This lack of control can make it harder to move on. So if you've been ghosted, it is important to remember that someone else's behavior is a reflection of them, not of you. Okay, so people ghost for many reasons, fear of confrontation, emotional immaturity, or their own unresolved issues. While it's natural to seek answers, your healing isn't dependent on their explanation. I do want to hit here, though, that if you are this person who has a fear of confrontation, you have emotional immaturity, or your own unresolved issues, stop fucking dating people. Stop it. Like, literally stop fucking dating. Like, you're causing more damage to other people. And at the same time, you're delaying your own fucking healing because you're distracting yourself, right, from focusing on what the problem is, which is you. You are the fucking problem. So stop dating. Take the time to focus on yourself, to heal who you are, right? To realize that you have some things that you need to work through before you can give anybody else the appropriate amount of time and attention that they deserve. You deserve that time and attention right now. You need to give it to yourself. Distracting yourself in a relationship that you end up ghosting and treating poorly is not going to do it. Okay? And if it's a game to you, if doing this to get somebody's attention, to get their feelings and get their hopes up and whatnot, and then to drop them like a bad habit, if that's a game to you, you deserve a special kind of hell. Just so that you're aware, if you enjoy toying with people's emotions and treating them this way and then just fucking dropping them like that bad habit, yeah, I don't want to breathe the same air as you. It's just being fucking cut and dry. I do not want to breathe the same air as you. So here is a word on seeking closure to win someone back. So this is going a little bit more in depth, okay? So it's natural to want closure so that you can make changes and win someone back. However, this approach can sometimes backfire, and here's why. So as I mentioned earlier, it will delay your healing. It can pins your hopes on reconciliation and keeps you tied to the past instead of focusing on your own growth. It places your worth in somebody else's hands. So true growth comes from making changes for yourself, not to meet someone else's expectations. Very big point right here. It may not lead to the outcome that you want. Most likely it will not. So even if you do change, the other person may have moved on, focus on becoming the best version of yourself for you, not for them, right? Now, in my opinion, if somebody gives you that closure and you try to go through and make the necessary changes, I wouldn't say it's not so much, and again, this is my personal opinion, so much that they've moved on, right? More so that they probably just told you something just to make you feel good and leave them alone. Don't focus on growing and changing because you want somebody else to like you. You want yourself to like you. So focus on growing and changing for you. Have some self-respect. Fill those boundaries. Draw a line in the sand of what you're willing to accept and not accept in your life. Have your non-negotiables, right? Of what you're willing to accept in life and what you're not going to accept, right? And start to love yourself. Love and appreciate yourself. Have self-respect, self-worth, and self-value. And when you go through that process and you focus on you, you will notice that the caliber and the quality of everybody else around you will change drastically for the better, right? You'll start getting people mad at you that are essentially attention and energy suckers, right? That just use you for what they can get out of you. And because they can no longer do that, they're mad, right? That's why they say success is a lonely road, because you start to eliminate the people that are just dead weight. Right. And they don't want to see you succeed, because then it makes them have to look at themselves and be like, well, why am I not succeeding? So they fucking hate you for it. And they want to drag you down and they want to beat you down and make themselves feel better. Right. When you're on that road of success and abundance in life, and that happiness and that inner peace, you'll notice that you have fewer and fewer people with you, which is fine. But the quality and the caliber is so much better, like literally so much better. OK, so here's some final thoughts. So closure is a gift that we often expect from others, but it's one that we can give ourselves. By accepting the past, validating our emotions, and focusing on personal growth, we can find peace and move forward, even without the answers that we thought that we needed. So I just want to say thank you for joining today, the Vulnerable Perspective Podcast. If this episode has resonated with you, please share it with somebody who might need to hear it. I'm trying to grow this. I'm working on being more consistent. I'm working on having better episodes. I'm working on collaborations. I'm trying to get some people to come in so that we can have some good dialogue and some good back and forth. I'm working on creating some new content with some transitions and layouts and things that hopefully will tug at your heartstrings and get you to think differently than how you normally do. So by all means, please share this out. Recommend it to some friends. If you have some topic ideas that you would like me to discuss, some questions, feel free to reach out to me. My email address is vulnerableperspective@gmail.com. Send me an email. Let me know if you have any questions, what your thoughts are, reviews, feedback, and stuff like that. And if there's anything that I can do differently, I'm always looking to grow and improve and provide better content for you all. That's why I do this. So anything is greatly appreciated. So thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for the day. And I hope you have an amazing rest of your day.